A series of portraits, to be strictly accurate. Here's Yiddish talking about food. Here's Yiddish dealing with sex and death. Here's Yiddish posing with some relatives. Enough background will be provided so that you can grasp the words and idioms in the same way that someone living in a Yiddish-speaking world would have. Some of the portraits might take the form of X-rays, but that doesn't make them any the less portraits. In order to frame things properly, though, we have to start with a look at Judaism in general and those features of Jewish life and faith that were crucial to the development of Yiddish. If the first chapter seems to talk more about the Bible and Talmud than Bupkis and Tuchus, it's because the Bible and Talmud are to Yiddish what plantations are to the blues. The only difference is that the blues left the plantations behind, while Yiddish, try as it still sometimes does, never escaped from the Talmud. A note on pronunciation, translations, and sources. The Yiddish that appears in the written version of this was transliterated according to the system of YIVO, the Yiddischer Wissenschaftlicher Institut. My pronunciation sporadically reflects this. It differs particularly on the vowel that sometimes is oo and is sometimes e. So in many cases, the text will say kugel or gut, which means good. I will often be saying kigel or git, just so that it sounds natural. I've also diverged from the YIVO system for such well-known Yiddish words as Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Kvetch, and Bar Mitzvah, which, when they're used in English, will be pronounced in an English way. Let me add that I've deliberately used a number of different types of pronunciation, quite often of the same word, even on the same page, just to give you an idea of the different types of Yiddish that you're still likely to encounter on what Yiddish calls the Yiddische Gasse, the Jewish street. Translations that I don't credit are my own. Standard biblical translations are based on the Revised Standard and Jewish Publication Society versions. In a book of this sort that's been aimed at a general audience, there's not a lot of point to providing a bibliography when virtually all of the sources are in Yiddish. Still, I need to mention four seminal works that I've used no less than anybody else working in the Yiddish field. Uriel Weinreich's Modern English Yiddish Yiddish English Dictionary, Alexander Harkavy's Yiddish English Hebrew Dictionary, Nochum Stutchkoff's Oitzuch von der Yiddischer Sprache, a thesaurus of the Yiddish language, and Max Weinreich's Geschichte von der Yiddischer Sprache, which has been published in English under the title History of the Yiddish Language. Chapter 1. Kvetch Gesay, The Origins of Yiddish. 1. A man boards a Chicago-bound train in Grand Central Station and sits down across from an old man who's reading a Yiddish newspaper. Half an hour after the train has left the station, the old man puts down his paper and starts to whine like a frightened child. I am I toisty. I am I toisty. I am I toisty. The other man is at the end of his rope inside of 5 minutes. He makes his way to the water cooler at the far end of the car, fills a cup with water, and starts to walk back to his seat. He pauses after a few steps, goes back to the cooler, fills a second cup with water, and walks gingerly down the aisle, trying to keep the cups from spilling. He stops in front of the old man and clears his throat. The old man looks up in mid-eye. His eyes beam with gratitude as he drains the first cup in a single gulp. Before he can say or do anything else, the man hands him the second cup, then sits back down and closes his eyes, hoping to catch a bit of a nap. As he sits back, the old man allows himself a sigh of thanks. He leans into his own seat, tilts his forehead towards the ceiling, and says, just as loudly as before, "I was I toisty." 2.